Sunday, April 7th, Liturgy of the Hours, Evening Prayer. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. An Evening Prayer Hymn. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The strife is o'er, the battle done. Now is the victor's triumph won. Oh, let this song of praise be sung. Alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. On the third morn he rose again, glorious in majesty to reign. Oh, let us swell the joyful strain. Alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. O risen Lord, O praise to thee, who from our sin has set us free, that we may live eternally. Alleluia. And now the psalmody, beginning with the antiphon. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see the Lord's tomb. Alleluia. Psalm 110. The Lord's revelation to my master. Sit on my right, your foes I will put beneath your feet. The Lord will wield from Zion your scepter of power, rule in the midst of all your foes. A prince from the day of your birth, on the holy mountains, from the womb before the dawn I begot you. The Lord has sworn an oath he will not change. You are a priest forever, a priest like Melchizedek of old. The master standing at your right hand will shatter kings in the day of his great wrath. He shall drink from the stream by the wayside, and therefore he shall lift up his head. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Repeating the antiphon, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see the Lord's tomb. Alleluia. And the second antiphon, come and see the place where the Lord was buried. Alleluia. Psalm 114. When Israel came forth from Egypt, Jacob's sons from an alien people, Judah became the Lord's temple, Israel became his kingdom. The sea fled at the sight, the Jordan turned back on its course, the mountains leapt like rams and the hills like yearling sheep. Why was it, sea, that you fled, that you turned back, Jordan, on your course? Mountains that you leapt like rams, hills like yearling sheep? Tremble, O earth, before the Lord in the presence of the God of Jacob, who turns the rock into a pool and flint into a spring of water. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Repeating the antiphon, come and see the place where the Lord was buried. Alleluia. And a third antiphon, Jesus said, do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to set out for Galilee. There they will see me. Alleluia. Revelation chapter 19. Alleluia, salvation, glory, and power to our God. His judgments are honest and true. Alleluia. Alleluia, sing praise to our God, all you, his servants, all who worship him reverently, great and small. Alleluia. Alleluia, the Lord, our all-powerful God, is King. Let us rejoice, sing praise, and give him glory. Alleluia. Alleluia, the wedding feast of the Lamb has begun, and his bride is prepared to welcome him. Alleluia. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Repeating the antiphon, Jesus said, do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to set out for Galilee. There they will see me. Alleluia. And a reading is from Hebrews chapter 10, verses 12 through 14. Jesus offered one sacrifice for sins and took his seat forever at the right hand of God. Now he waits until his enemies are placed beneath his feet. By one offering he has forever perfected those who are being sanctified. And in place of the responsory, the following antiphon is said, this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. And now the Canticle of Mary, beginning with the antiphon, because you have seen me, Thomas, you have believed. Blessed are they who have not seen me and yet believe. Alleluia. Canticle of Mary can be found in Luke chapter 1, verses 46 through 55. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Repeating the antiphon for the Canticle of Mary. Because you have seen me, Thomas, you have believed. Blessed are they who have not seen me and yet believe. Alleluia. Enter intercessions. God the Father raised Christ from the dead and exalted him at his right hand. Let us pray to the Father, saying, through Christ in glory, watch over your people, Lord. Righteous Father, you lifted Jesus above the earth through the triumph of the cross. May all things be lifted up to him. Through Christ in glory, watch over your people, Lord. Through your Son, in glory, send the Holy Spirit upon the Church, that it may be the sacrament of unity for the whole human race. Through Christ in glory, watch over your people, Lord. You have brought a new family into being through water and the Holy Spirit. Keep them faithful to their baptism and bring them to everlasting life. Through Christ in glory, watch over your people, Lord. Through your exalted Son, help those in distress, free those in captivity, heal the sick, and by your blessing, give joy to the world. Through Christ in glory, watch over your people, Lord. You nourished our deceased brothers and sisters with the body and blood of the risen Christ. Raise them up at the last day. Through Christ in glory, watch over your people, Lord. Say together in our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. In our concluding prayer, let us pray. God of mercy, you wash away our sins in water, and you give us new birth in the Spirit, and redeem us in the blood of Christ. As we celebrate Christ's resurrection, increase our awareness of these blessings, and renew your gift of life within us. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.